The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The reason you're here is actually kind of to talk about something that is related. It's about kind of role models to a degree, because there was this piece in the Irish Times and the headline in it was "The Canada Goose Wearing Young Men Offer to Sell the Best Crack in Dublin." You don't see that in Tourism Ireland ads. I Show Speed and KSI, that these YouTubers, they've been taking their YouTube audiences around the country. How have we left our children with these idiots to look up to? And that was kind of Conor Capless's piece in the paper. Are young men starved of positive role models, do you think?
I don't know if starved is the right word. I think when it comes to the likes of I Show Speed and KSI, it's accessibility. They're everywhere. They're all over YouTube. They're all over TikTok. Kids like to sit down and stream, you know, when these lads are playing PlayStations and what have you. So it's the accessibility. It's what kids are into. And look, when I was younger, we were watching people that my man dad would say are idiots as well. You know what I mean? And even when you want to look back to the likes of music, you were told, don't be listening to that, they're idiots, they haven't a clue what they're saying, and don't be listening to them lyrics and as well. But I think it comes down to accessibility.
Yeah, because that did strike me a little bit about this, is that it's a modern version of the, have you heard about rock and roll? It's going to kind of turning your children's brain to mush or something like that. There's a little bit of that, isn't there?
Yeah, and there is. And like, I remember watching shows like Jackass, you know, like, don't try this at home. And everyone's like, oh, you can't be watching that now, you might try this at home. But we didn't, like, we weren't going around.
Ah, you tried a bit of it at home, Gavin, come on.
We'll say nothing. But no, you know what I mean? Like, it's always been that thing, and now it's just this generation's turn to have that as well. But in terms of positive role models, I've often heard the term toxic masculinity. But yeah, I think masculinity has a big part to play in society. We should be teaching young men to be assertive and confident and brave and stand up for themselves. Because you're going through that age, you know what the transition is like. You're getting bigger, you're getting hairier. There's hormones coursing through your body. You don't know what's happening. You need somebody to say, look, this is what it is. This is how to handle it. As opposed to be like, no, you sit down in that corner and you stay quiet now, when all you want to do is be up and be active. And then that then affects your growth later on in life.
And how do you do that, convey that message? Because I tell you, the way you convey it isn't like someone like me, kind of dad in his 40s, telling young people who they should be listening to or what they should be doing. No more than you or me would have listened to someone like that when we were that age. At the same time, whatever about KSI or I Show Speed or these lads, the likes of Andrew Tate do worry me a little bit. You know what I mean? Like that, I would say that is toxic in the genuine sense of the word.
Yeah, and I'd agree with you. And how I think you counter that is you need to show people what's really happening there. Like the likes of Andrew Tate, he's not real. He's a character. He has to lean into all this, and you need to show people and make it evident to them and give them a counter narrative to that. So when he says one thing, you need to show the people why this is wrong and what he's saying. And I don't think it works if you just pull the rug out and put, like, that's it. Don't ever listen to Andrew Tate. People will be like, why? And it makes people more curious then. And again, if you push back on people so much, you'd leave them pushing back the opposite way. So I think you need to show people, like, here's what Andrew Tate is saying and here's why he's wrong, as opposed to saying, let's just not never listen to him, because it leaves kids more curious then.
Yeah, and part of it as well is the kind of the rebellious thing and wanting to outrage your parents or the older generation, isn't it?
And that's the thing as well, like, yeah, like if your parents are telling you something, you look at it and you might say, of course you have to say that to me, like you and my parents, of course you have to say what's right. And you might look at it as teachers the same way. So that's where I think people like the likes of brothers or even teachers and youth workers might be able to come in and put an arm around someone's shoulder and say, look, this is the way to go in life, and show people what's right from wrong. I have three younger brothers, one of them's in their mid-20s and two of them are teenagers. And I try my best to give them pieces of knowledge. I'd never shut them down when they say something that I disagree with. I'd actually invite them to have a conversation with me about it and give them my opinion, lay out the facts and hear what they have to say, as opposed to just being like, no, you're wrong, and then push them aside. Because as you said, it's that rebellious nature that'll come out in them then, and they'll be more curious and you'll push them over to the other side.
Yeah, I was trying to remember your version of Jackass. I was trying to think about it, you know, before the conversation. I thought, God, what was kind of the mid to late 90s version of this? And I think it was probably like that Dennis Rodman became the poster child for a lot of us for that great Chicago Bulls team. And it wasn't because he was the best player on the team. It was because he was the most outrageous.
Yeah, and it's the confidence and the swagger. And again, as I said, as a teenager, you have all this going on, you might be a bit shy, you might be a bit within yourself. We should be teaching kids to express themselves, but express themselves in a positive manner. That's why when stuff like toxic masculinity comes into it, we should be teaching kids to stay in sport. We should be teaching kids to go to the gym if they're not into sports.
Mm.
And this helps them then express themselves later on. It teaches kids how to speak properly. And I mean, if you look at kids now, the social issues out there through social media, it's evident. So we need to kind of roll that back and be like, look, this is how we go forward.
And do you think we've overcorrected sometimes in terms of the conversation that because of the Andrew Tates and stuff, we get kind of appalled by it, and there's this idea that any masculinity is toxic?
100%, 100%. That's what I'm saying. Masculinity has a huge part to play in society, and we need to encourage that. You can't just be like, look, you're getting a bit big for your boots now, that's toxic. That's not the way to go. As I said, yeah, we need to kind of steer kids in the right direction and show them this is how to be a man in society. This is what a father figure is, and this is what a father figure does. And I mean, there's studies all over the world about this, that if a child grows up without a positive father figure in their life, they're more likely to go down the wrong road. So the stats back her up.
Yeah, listen, it's always interesting to talk to you, Calvin. Thanks a million.
I'm
going to let you off because I know you want to get back over to the park, to the watch party that's happening. We're going to be talking to Michael Carruth as well in a few minutes' time. Kelly Harrington taking to the ring tonight. There's a medal on its way back to Ireland, to Dublin, to the North End City. We don't know whether it's gold or silver yet, but fingers crossed for the right result. Calvin O'Brien is co-host of the Talking Bollocks podcast. Calvin, listen, thanks a million.
Thanks very much for having me.
You.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.